This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Corey Meyer sitting in for Brian Shackman this morning. I have come across some wonderful situations, wonderful and frustrating situations over the last few years, I guess. It's amazing the things that get passed down from generation to generation. And after losing my mom, my sister and I cleaned everything out, my sister more than I, and she said to me one day, "Do you want this?" And I'm like, "Oh my God, it's the can." We just called it the can. It was this, I think it had pictures of women and grapes. It was like a wine thing, because my grandparents used to own a liquor store, and my grandmother had cut a slot at the top, and I mean, it's about maybe 2 feet high, and she would put all her change in there. And so when she passed, my mother had that. And then my mother passed, and now I have it. And I don't know what to do with it. And I was telling somebody about it, and they're like, "Oh my God, you got to get all those coins looked at." And I was thinking, why? Like, what am I looking for? So Justin Minier, who is the owner of a Boardwalk Numismatics, I hope I said that right, in Middlefield, you are my expert today to tell me, am I doing it or would you do it? What am I looking for? Or what are you looking for?
To chat about my business and this hobby that so many people have. And first off, sorry for the loss of your mother.
Thank you.
But it seems like, you know, you hear the story all the time. People inherit a whole bunch of coins and they don't know where to start. You know, there's all kinds of stuff that can be valuable. Most of it, unfortunately, is not. A lot of times when people bring stuff in, you know, a lot of it ends up, you know, unfortunately getting brought to the bank or, back in the day, we did have coins that were circulating in your mother's lifetime, your grandmother's lifetime, that actually are worth some money nowadays. So in the United States, from 1964 and before, dimes, quarters, and half dollars were all 90% silver. And if anybody follows the news, obviously precious metals have gone way up in value in you know, the last couple of years. So even, you know, like a silver half dollar, a 90% silver half dollar, which would have been circulating in the 1960s, even the early 1970s, just the silver value alone in that is close to $14. But of course, there's stuff that is far more valuable than that, that you never know what people have stashed away over the years.
Okay, so this is me, right? So you've not met me. I'm going to come to your business, and I am going to walk in the door with the can. And if I put it down on the...
First off, so the one thing is we do everything by appointment. There are
very
reliable places that, you know, do take walk-ins, but, you know, we generally will handle some more valuable stuff. So for security reasons, we do everything by appointment here. But so you'd set up an appointment.
Okay, I set up an appointment, and I walk in, and I put the can down. And yep. Like, it's like half full. I mean...
Oh, yeah. And that's not even a big collection. So when people call, we ask them if they have a larger collection, smaller collection. And then we also ask them, well, roughly how many pieces do you think you have? Because what might be large to somebody might be small to somebody else. I mean, I've literally had collections that were, you know, by the ton. Like, literally, whoa, somebody said, "Oh, I have a ton of coins." And it was actually over 5 tons of coins. So... So we try to get a much better idea of what you actually have rather than, you know, just, you know, a small can that's actually a pretty small collection.
No, so it's not a small can. It's a big can.
unless it's like an oil drum, it's still a relatively small collection.
It's 2 feet high and it's maybe a little less than a foot wide. And it's a metal can, you know, and I think it had some big wine bottle in it from her package store when she owned it, my grandmother. And I think that's what she made at her little bank.
Yeah. And so you bring that in, I'd sit down with you and I would go through everything. The first thing that I would do is I would separate out the stuff that unfortunately just take it to the bank, you know, roll up these coins, and take them to the bank. And then the other thing, I would separate out the stuff that is just the silver value, which is going to be, you know, the 1964 and before, 90% silver. And then I would also separate out the stuff that has what's called numismatic value. So things that have more value as a collectible than as their precious metal content.
You can tell just by looking, by dumping this can of coins in front of you, you can tell just by looking at each coin one by one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. When you do something every day and when you've done something since you were, you know, I started collecting when I was 3 years old. And, you know, when you do something every single day, you pick up pretty fast. So
I am definitely making an appointment. Yeah. Just know that.
Yeah. Yep.
I know my mother saved also these. I had never seen them before. I don't even know what they are. Gold. They're gold colored dollars, maybe, with like
okay,
a.
Yeah. So are you talking about the Sacagawea dollars?
Yes, that's it. That's it. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So I can tell you right off the bat. Take them to the bank and cash them in.
They're nothing. I know. I looked it up online. Yeah. There's some missed stamps on like bird feathers, and I'm looking and I'm like, I don't think I have those.
And that's one of the other things is unfortunately there's lots of bad information out there when, you know, the way that like YouTube algorithms work and stuff is that, you know, people get paid off the advertising by how many people watch the videos. So there's a lot of videos that are out there that are going to tell people what they want to hear, which is like, these Sacagawea dollars can be worth $100,000. They're not. But people will watch the videos because like, oh, my mother, my grandmother has a jar full of these. Maybe I'm rich now. So there is a lot of bad information that's out there. And, you know, it's you know, sometimes people don't want to hear that information, but unfortunately, that's the reality of it.
Justin Minier, Boardwalk Numismatics in Middlefield. I am making an appointment and I am bringing the can. I just want you to know that. And I am going to have you go through it. And thank you. Like, I have been looking for, quote unquote, an expert. And you're my guy. You're the guy. And I'm so excited you came on and told me all of this. So just expect me to be making a phone call to you.
Yeah, really appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your day, and thank you very much for having me on.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.